Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Today marks the two-year anniversary of the terrorist attacks in Paris, which left 130 people dead and over 350 injured. Special services of remembrance are taking place at each of the targeted locations, including the Bataclan Club and the Stade de France, where President Macron has just visited in the company of his predecessor François Hollande and the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo. Survivors of the attacks are among those paying their respects, and the Victims Association is gathering in front of the mairie in the 11th arrondissement later today to release balloons for those who died. Reforms in the BAC system have been outlined today in Le Parisien by the Minister for Education, Jean-Michel Blanquer. This starts 3 months of talks to decide how to best improve the current structure, which needs some ambitious rethinking. Already on the cards is the end of streaming students and having only four subjects for the final examinations. Gérald Darmanin, the Minister of Public Action and Accounts, has confirmed that the introduction of paying income tax at source will apply as of January 1, 2019. VTC drivers are out on strike today after the announcement by the Minister for Transport, Elisabeth Borne, that an additional 3 month wait will be required by drivers who have not passed their test. Borne is meeting with union representatives today to discuss their complaints. Today is the beginning of European Disability Employment Week. There are over 500,000 people across France who are affected by some form of disability, and the campaign hopes to highlight their fundamental rights to equal employment opportunities and to raise general awareness of the difficulties they face. A massive earthquake near the Iran-Iraq border has left at least 340 people dead and over 4,000 others injured or missing. Preliminary measurements for the quake show it was of magnitude 7.3. The candidates for the Catalonian regional elections will be announced this evening. The elections, which have been sanctioned by the central government in Madrid, will take place on the 21st of December. The race from Le Havre to Salvador La Bahia in the Transat Jacques Fabre will be a closely run result. After 4,350 miles, it is thought that whoever wins will smash the current record in this transatlantic sailing competition. And finally, Italian football fans will be holding their breath in tonight's match against Sweden for World Cup qualification. The match kicks off at 8:45. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.